This podcast is part of the Acast Creator Network.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Hello and welcome to That Peter Crouch Podcast. Notorious SID is back with us, Chris Stark here as usual. You all right?
Yeah, feel much better.
Yeah. Refreshed?
Yeah, feel good.
Yeah, feel good.
Where have you been? Since. Yeah, I was away. Yeah. I went away. Listen, now look.
Your sick voice was very good. You couldn't do it here. I believed it.
Yeah, I was laughing. I've had to come clean because I got caught. I went skiing for the week. And big shout out to the guys and girls in the Igloo Bar. Because they give the Notorious a big shout out, even though I was in full ski attire.
Really?
Shout out to the lads in La Folie Douche.
Made a few holiday friends.
By the sound of it.
Yeah, well, you've done well. You've got the shout
ski
out.
Ski wankers.
He's been promising them all. Don't worry about it.
Okay? No worries, I'll get you on the pod.
He was like, what are you doing here?
Get me on the pod.
Do you know what? It was one of them. We done the sick notes the other day. I couldn't do one, so I thought I'm missing the
Lando Norris.
Miss Lando, yeah, McLaren. It was good. It was a shame. I knew you'd be glad to miss it, but you know, was it good? You enjoyed the skiing?
Loved it. Mm. Kids were really good. Yeah. They enjoyed it. It's a great holiday. Yeah. Have you done it?
Now, do you know what? I only went once. I've been to Finland, but I was filming, so I didn't really do it properly. But it's something that I want to do. Mm. But the thought of getting my kids like dressed in the morning and all that, putting skis on them. Oh,
mate, I've never done it. I've never done skiing. But what I like the idea of the, because I saw a pic of you skiing, so I'm pleased that you owned up to it, Sid. And what I find baffling is like you're in all the cold clothes, right? But you're still there with a pint.
Yeah, it's hot.
That's what I mean. Really, like, that's so
you're
strange.
At the top of the mountain, there's snow everywhere and it's warm. Mm. You get sunglasses on. It's great.
The apres thing looks class. Like the party one.
I keep seeing this Folie Douche, right? I'm not a skier, but that is a lot of fun.
That's a bit of you.
Is that a bit of you?
And the best thing about it is where we was last week, the run on the way home to Blue Run, which is a nice easy run, and it's flat, and it's 6 minutes to our chalet, so it's perfect. It's straight.
But do you ski between the chalets then? How does it work? Like, so you get out your little
lodge. You can have a ski in, ski out chalet. So you can literally put your skis on at the bottom of your chalet and you're out on the slopes and you can go.
But then if you're having drinks in the evening, do you ski back? Like what?
Don't condone this, but you ski back pissed.
Oh, you can't ski and drink, can you? Is that not a done thing?
I don't think there's the police.
Yeah.
Ski police out there. I don't think I've not been stopped.
Yeah. Steve skied well.
Why are you involved in every 11?
Everyone.
It's amazing. Everyone.
Oi, Sid, with the skiing thing, do you think there's scope for a kind of Crouch Fest ski edition?
Oh,
or is it?
Yes.
Do you reckon?
We take it to the slopes, do you reckon?
Yes,
did we?
That's a great shout.
I've just never done it. My only experience of skiing is watching Dumb and Dumber, and you know where they go to Aspen to get Aspen. The briefcase.
It looks great.
You said that Aspen. Oh, mate, I'm not a seasoned skier.
Not Steve Schemo, is he?
Oh, let's take it to the slopes.
So you missed McLaren. So we were in McLaren on the last podcast. If you haven't heard it yet, then please do listen back to it. It was class. We had some time with Lando Norris.
That was really good, yeah. Good fun.
To catch you up on basically the main things from that is it was a good chat, but we've persuaded him that he should listen to 1,000 Miles by Vanessa Carlton before a race, which is a bit of a podcast anthem. And we're hoping that if he wins with that race, then, you know, from here on in, the podcast can be heavily involved.
Stay tuned for the first Grand Prix of the season. And hopefully he wins it. And if he does, it'd be down to Vanessa Carlton, really, and us.
I mean, I've seen him before on TV, but he looked really small.
Yeah, he's very small.
Tiny.
Good lad, though, wasn't he? Really yeah, good lad. Yeah. Everyone lovely at McLaren as well. It was good down there.
What was he saying, that just quickly, on the safety aspects? Was he impressed with your...
He was slightly concerned when I drove him round. He was pretty nervous. But, I was safe, obviously.
Yeah, he did. He sort of indicated around the corners and things like that, which I don't think Lando Norris is used to in a sort of... in a car like the one that they were driving.
Better to be safe than sorry, though, isn't it?
It was, and by the way, it's not a criticism. Driving safe is the right thing to do, but I just think, and we've said it several times, some people have this perception of footballers being quite cool drivers. And I've got to admit, it is unusual seeing Peter Crouch drive a car.
One other thing I just got to raise as well, though, that I am a faster driver than Chris Tharp.
Well...
I do, obviously on the race court track. Mm. You know, I'm very safe around... civilization, but as soon as I get on the track, I'm a fucking monster.
No, he's not a fucking monster. He's not a monster.
I'm more of a monster than you.
We didn't have proper practice. It was like we were straight into it,
mate.
Just
one get take. It done. Do you know what I mean?
That's it.
And it just so happens that I'm a monster on the track. I just turn into an animal. And second dust.
Is it?
Yeah. And the worst thing is, I think it was most people were getting around 1 kind of 19, 20. Yeah. I think we were like 127, 26.
We were so slow.
Did you have the handbrake on and release it as you were pulling
mate,
it away?
Mate, to be honest, I wasn't concentrating properly.
You were a little bit gutted.
No, I was gutted.
You were a little bit gutted. Lando was behind us and I came out on faster time. Regardless of what you say to me now, you can't really say anything about driving ever again to me.
If it had been 3 laps, for example... It would have been.
I didn't get three laps.
It was one lap.
It was kind of. To be honest, it was a novelty. It wasn't like a proper race.
It was a race. They said one lap. Who's fastest? Right. Who was the fastest?
I'll tell you what the real race is, though, lads. This Friday podcast, the league situation. The race. Really, it's not about who wins. It's just about who comes bottom on this, because there is a forfeit waiting at the end of this season for whoever finishes bottom of the league. I'm not going to explain the rules, because I got a few messages from people saying, can you ask Chris to stop explaining the rules? I always feel I should do it.
It's really pissing people off, isn't it?
I feel I should do it in case you're listening to the podcast for the first time. Yeah. But I think some people are finding it patronising. Okay. So I'm not going to bother. So today, Steve Sidwell is going to explain the rules.
What, to these poor people that don't want the rules again? Okay, so the rules are, we're having a shit time at the moment. So the rules are basically, we need to predict a score. If we get the correct score, we get 3 points. If we get the correct result... it's 1 point.
Yeah.
And if we don't get it correct, it's 0 points.
Yeah. Or be careful what you wish for, guys.
So the poor people that have listened to that, I apologise. Can I just say, since this season two... What are we calling
it? Second half of the season.
We've
done the fourth.
I've got to say, the first half, I was so confident.
Are you nervous now?
No. I mean, even just predicting the scores, I was going, that's definitely going to happen. Mm. I've lost all confidence.
Have you?
Yeah.
I can tell you, Ed's gone. You're in the dry patch. You haven't scored a point in about 3-4 weeks, is it?
Hey, you're a real dry patch at the minute. But let me say, you know what? Like, I had a belting week last week because I got 1 point. And you two got none.
Shocking, mate.
But the thing is, you was on course to get 3.
Yeah, I was. Last week, yeah. That would have been good. But you know what? I had the Forest game, didn't I? I think everyone called you, had it down as a draw.
Mm.
Sid's has it down as a West Ham win. But yeah, I had Forest, but I had 1-0. I didn't quite get the 2-0. But listen, that was the only one we got right. We all assumed City would beat Chelsea. And... I think we all just thought that Newcastle would beat Bournemouth as well. So
absolutely barren on the points front, really. 1 point between
three. Tough, though. That's
averages out to 0 points now in
over 2 weeks.
Because the week before, Sid, you were away skiing.
Yeah.
I was docked a point.
Yeah, it was
so I was actually, we were minus one.
So basically, over the course of, I've just got 1 point this week, over the course of 2 weeks between us,
yeah,
and 18 points being available, being the maximum, we've scored none, no points, because he got minus one, I've got one.
Well,
the integrity of the Friday podcast has been called into question, and I had lots of people actually saying to me that they've been enjoying it, so please don't cancel it. But it is a very real prospect.
I think if there are 0 points this week, I think it should be binned.
That's a big shout.
I think it should be. I think
what, the whole pod. The Friday think
we should,
pod should.
I think we should count. Agree now for yeah, because we're wasting people's time.
People's
time. I mean, originally it's people were embarrassing, taking some man, of our like, advice and having a little cheeky pun on it as well, whereas now they're just saying,
I doubt they are.
But let's just agree, why don't we just throw it out there? If not 1 point is scored in this weekend's podcast, this podcast finishes on a Friday.
Yeah. All right. Well, yeah, we fucking better get a point then.
They're hard games.
They are hard games. What happened last week anyway? Hoyland scored a few, didn't he?
Yeah.
He's looking good.
Yeah, he's looking great.
What's he got? Six goals in six.
Did you like his little chest?
Yeah, do you know what? I can't believe a few people said he didn't mean it.
Well, what was he trying to do?
Exactly. Get out of the way of it, they said.
Get out of the way?
Exactly.
Well, it's going wide, though.
Yeah.
It was going wide, well, wasn't it?
Mm.
Yeah.
No way he's trying to get out of the way. It's like cushion that. It was a lovely finish.
Yeah. I'm pleased him as well because He was under a bit of stick, wasn't he? Mm. But he kept making the runs. He kept doing it. He was lively, and it's becoming fruitful now. I like it.
Yeah, it looks good. Arsenal like again, absolutely smashing teams. Look,
big goals as well. Mm. This is the thing, like high scoring games now. Question for you boys: when is it acceptable to leave a stadium? Do you think, as a fan, like if you go down? Well, even take the United Luton game. You know, they go a couple of goals down quite quickly. Mm. 7-8 minutes in, you can't be leaving on a 2-0, can
you?
No,
you wouldn't leave. No,
but it suggests you're about to get pumped.
No way on two.
Not leaving on 2-0.
Let's say you got to 3-0 and it's early.
I just think of Istanbul, me. All the time, I would think of Istanbul. At half-time, I don't think you leave at 3-0.
I think people leave if it's like 3-0 in 12 minutes.
I think you're right. I think a lot of people do.
Yeah.
Because you're that pissed off.
Yeah. The game's gone.
The heat of the moment one. Ah, fuck it. They just go.
But you can't disengage from the game at that point. You still have to have one eye on the scores. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Like, if you leave, you're a bit like, fuck.
When it's 5-0 and the Olays are out,
I'll
be honest with you, I don't know if I would leave, but I can see why people do.
Yeah. Well, obviously, Arsenal seem to be bagging games with big goals. And with the West Ham game recently, they had the drone outside watching all the fans leaving. And what would that have been round then? Would that have been 4-0? Would that have been at that point, probably? I think it was about that. But what are you saying about a 4-0 then? Would you leave at that point?
Well, I don't know. I think you get to that point where you kind of want to support your team, you know, like through it almost. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
If someone's going for a bad time, who you love, you stick around and help them through that tough period.
I think it's tricky in those games as well. If you're a player that, say, doesn't score goals but then gets one back, and you can't really celebrate, you've got to pick the ball up and run it back to the centre, right?
Yeah.
But if you've broken your seal, it's an important goal still for that player,
I always think sometimes when you do that, when some people score absolute worldies and no one's even in stadium or cheering. It's like there's an ironic cheer, like, hey, and it's like never remembered.
Yeah, I had that for my first goal for Fulham.
Did you?
Yeah, against Liverpool, actually. So yeah, it was my first goal.
Scored a cracker.
Yeah, cracker. I think we was maybe four or five down.
Was that at home? Yeah, I think I remember that goal.
It was at Fulham, yeah. I was running back. John Joe Shelby said to me, "You've been watching my DVD."
No, did he really?
Oh
my God.
Whopper.
What about Liverpool games? So Tony gets a goal. It was the first goal against Liverpool, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which was obviously a big deal. But again, had to get the ball, run it straight back.
Had to run it back, yeah.
Like almost immediately. Mm-hmm. Did you see him and Klopp embracing at the end as well?
Well, I was there. I was at that game.
Of course, yeah.
I was at that game. I've been getting a lot of heat because people saying I bottled it.
Oh, you did bottle it. We need to put some time into this, mate. Official statement, please, Crouch.
You do need to have a word.
Well, obviously we talked about the camera angle last week and me being near to the camera angle. And obviously I don't really see it because I just see the cameras. But I didn't, I completely forgot, if I'm honest. And I was just stood in the normal place. And then obviously I caught a little heat and I was like, oh shit. And then the director was like, you should have moved, whatever.
So did the director know about this conversation?
Yeah, he knows about it. So Chris, if you are listening, I'm saying it now, can we move the camera angle where I'll go in the middle now, and if it's Joe, he can go on the end?
Yeah, because what they're doing, and I think they're doing it on purpose, and that was our consensus, Steve, was that putting Crouchy on the end to make him look even bigger than he is, and he's already tall. And obviously having Joe where he is makes him look even smaller, therefore they look even more ridiculous together, and then people put up pictures on social media. So my thing to Crouchy was just, you don't wait for them, you just come in. If Pep was there directing it, do the hands and everything. Mm. You just go in.
Just slip in.
And just go and slip in exactly where I think I should play.
Yeah. Or when you're interviewing a player or the manager comes along, I think that's the perfect time because you all sort of shuffle along. So at that point, you just
go
in.
I have to go around the back then.
Yeah.
Right. It'd be like the wall, wouldn't it? It'd be like...
Well, listen to me. I'll be honest with you. I forgot. And then... But the next one I do, have a look. Just have a look where I am.
Yeah, because there were so many people DMing. I don't know if you had the same sizzle or saw it on holiday, but so many messages going, he's bottled it, he's not going to do it. Everyone was watching the build-up, waiting to see if you will make the move. And then I text you as well, because I was like, I think he's forgotten. I know he checks his phone, so I'll text him, but he was in work mode. And then I was like, I think he's just not going to do it.
Yeah. Will you just do it now?
I let myself down, in all honesty. And I apologise for that, and I'd like to just get a second chance, if that's all right. You know, bear with me. I'm going to try and do what I can.
What's the next game? Do we know?
Next game I'm doing is the 2nd of March, but it's not been announced exactly what game that is, but I'll keep you posted anyway.
Great.
All right, should we get into the games?
Let's do it.
Right, the next part of the podcast is supported by Paddy Power. It's their big weekend fixture. It's Arsenal versus Newcastle. Good game.
Good game.
Yeah, it'd be a good game. Arsenal fire at the minute.
Absolute flames, eh?
They look good,
really,
aren't they?
Good. They look really good.
Goals coming in from everywhere.
Yeah, and they're keeping this title challenge alive. I mean, I still keep saying it. I just can't see them doing it. I can't see them getting past Liverpool. But
why, though? Because out of those three teams, they're scoring a lot. I'm starting to bizarrely believe.
I thought it'd be a two-horse race. But you can't ignore Arsenal's last couple of results. And I know, you know, they're against Burnley and West Ham, obviously struggling at the moment. The manager's coming under fire a little bit, but I still they look very good.
They're ticking.
Like maybe they look like they could be in the chance now.
Yeah, and Newcastle, they've been scoring a few, haven't they, of late, but not, they're a little bit hit and miss.
Here's the thing going back to the title thing is if you're looking at the three of them, right, and naturally three of the buggers and naturally people go, okay, well, City, I mean, out of all three of those, Arsenal are the ones like really firing, in the sense Liverpool injuries. They're gonna struggle with that, surely.
I know I think they've forced themselves back into the conversation, haven't they? I thought they were too far. City drawing as well.
Yeah.
Arsenal at
home.
Didn't
see that one coming.
Arsenal at home. They've got a good record at home.
Yeah, Arsenal at home. If you do fancy Arsenal, it's 4-11.
They're big favourites.
But if you want the outsider, 6-1 Newcastle. 10, I guess you're 70 quid back.
See, that's crazy. You wouldn't say that beginning of the season, would you? Or earlier on in the season. You'd give Newcastle much more of a shout.
Right, much more of a shout. Yeah, and they are capable.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that wouldn't be a bad one.
Yeah. Okay, score-wise, what are we going for?
Well, I've wrote down two scores because I was waiting to see what you guys had gone for.
he's nervous now. Look, he can't.
Okay, I'll go first then.
Yeah. No, I think you should because you look nervous.
I've got zero confidence in this. No, I've got Arsenal to win 3-0.
3-0.
Yeah.
So that's why I wrote down another one.
Well, it's okay. No, have the same one. I think it is going to be 3-0. So, I know we always have this little debate. But
I said 2-1 to Arsenal. All right, closer. Well,
I've got 2-0. So I'll give you 3-0. I'll have 2-0. And then you can have 2-1. So
all right, mate.
Okay.
I'm just trying to think. I want this to carry on, so I want us to spread our wings a little bit.
Okay.
See if we can get some points.
Oh, I see. We're almost, yeah, there is a game in just keeping the game alive at the moment.
Yeah.
Do you know 3-0? 3-0 to Arsenal is 17-2.
Fine. But the sensible thing to do here to guarantee that this Friday pod continues is one of us back Newcastle. But we're not willing to do it on this particular fixture. Is that right?
Mm.
Okay, fine.
Well, we're going all in.
Yeah.
Okay, so, sorry. I'm
going 3-0.
Right, 3-0. Yeah. I'll go 2-0.
Yeah.
And you've got 2-1.
I've gone 2-1 to Arsenal. So
that's the killer, isn't it? If Newcastle get a goal, we're fucked.
You said this last time, Sheffield United. Do you remember that? I went round. I saw a little caption of Santa's face. Loads of people like posting at Sheffield United fans going, if Sheffield United score, I'm fucked. Yeah. And then the scoreline.
I got like a lot of heat from
three.
That. I got a lot of heat.
Oh, well.
All right, okay.
All right, let's move on. Man United v Fulham. United look better as well now.
They do.
I do enjoy watching them at the moment. And I do. I saw the clip that's been doing the rounds this week is obviously Rashford, not track. I don't know if you boys saw it. I don't know. For me, when you look at the video, it feels like, and obviously it's Rashford conversation again, isn't it? Mm. So he is being targeted. And he did have movements in the game where he did actually track back. And I'm not sure what minute of the game that was. He might have, you know, been knackered. Obviously the video doesn't look great, so maybe making a few excuses, but it does feel like they have these moments, and they can grind out these results, I think, at the moment.
And like I say, like with Hoyland as well, I like him at the moment. He looks like a proper player again, doesn't he? We're so quick to write players off, aren't we? And
did you write him off?
No, I didn't. I didn't. I always said, you know, like, you got to give him time. He's young. I think he just came because with your big expectation, and he's still a young man, and there was definitely a player in there. You could see things about his game that were going to come to the fore, and he looks like he's doing that now, so I'm pleased for him.
Okay. So it sounds like you're reaching for a Man United win here.
Yes, I am. Yeah, Fulham are without Paulinho. He's picked up his 10th yellow card.
Yeah, that's his only downfall. He picks up a lot of bookings.
Yeah, well, he does. But that's
a two game ban, isn't it?
Is it two now?
Yeah.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, it's two games. Yeah. I've been there before.
Have you?
Well, you get one for five.
I don't think I've ever done 10.
You get one for 5 games and then you get 2 for 10.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Interesting.
Fulham have had 2 wins out of their past 6 games. It's not great.
No, it's not great. Listen, no. I'm going to fire in here. I think United do them 3-0.
Oh, that's convincing. That's convincing. What have you gone for?
2-0.
So yeah, I've gone two-one United.
So I don't know
if I can see Fulham scoring or. Yeah, I'm sticking with it because that is.
You're not
be
tempted
one
by Fulham.
Well, because Fulham will go 1-0.
See, this is now the second game when none of us have backed one team.
I know. This
so this is
Jeopardy,
again another potential nil pois. On both those games. We've opened the door for this Friday podcast, and it'll be you emailing Paddy Power.
Off. Yeah, I'm sorry. It's done. We're crap at this.
I don't know why we do it ourselves. No one's willing to back Fulham.
Put ourselves under some pressure. You can't not get a point again. It's a fucking shambles.
Yeah, but we've opened up a possibility here.
What? There
are 0 points because we won't back two teams in their respective matches.
Well, no, I wouldn't.
It should really be
no.
Someone backs one team, one of them backs a draw, and someone backs.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's what should happen.
Yeah, but there'll be favourites, won't there? Like, we can't run it.
No
like
one's
that.
Willing to do it, though.
No one's willing to do it.
No.
Well, then didn't we are
even
in jeopardy.
You, Steve Sidwell.
Listen, I'm a team player, but I'm not that much of a team player.
All right.
So all right.
We all fancy United.
So it comes down to the third game, which...
Villa v Forest. Villa obviously had such an incredible home record.
Mm.
Come under threat a little bit. And still had a good win away from home on the weekend. Forest as well, another great result.
Is this at Villa Park?
For them,
Villa Park, is it? Yes. Yeah.
We haven't wrote down any scores here.
Ooh. I'm going to go. They got, what was it, their first win, wasn't it, of the new year against West Ham.
Mm. West Ham, yeah.
This is tough, isn't it? I mean, what are we relying on the longevity of this podcast, or are we...
Well, you saying we should go one go Villa, one go draw, one go...
No, let's just follow our heart. You go first if you want.
You go first. But
I went first last.
2-1 Villa.
I've gone 3-1 Villa.
To Villa?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Right, so I've gone 1-1 draw.
That's potential.
So... you can quote this one if you want. If Forest win, we're fucked. You know it's going to come and haunt us, this
is
fucking thing.
This is bad.
Why do we put ourselves under so much pressure?
So there's three games there where we haven't backed an opposition, which opens us up to the possibility of another nil pois, a zero pointer.
Yeah.
But let's look at this seriously. All right. You're looking at
Form and stats.
Form and stats, everything. Do you see Fulham beating Man U away from home? Not really.
No, yeah? Really.
So then Newcastle as well, away from home against Arsenal. Do you see them winning?
No.
Not really. You know, Forest away from home, not
I
really.
Know, but we always do this and somehow we always get it wrong.
It will get better. Don't worry about it.
It just needs one point from
have faith. All three we were flying last time. Don't worry about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, it's true that.
True that.
Just, this game can change very
can
quickly.
I just say this is squeaky bum time for the forfeit.
Do you think? I don't think we're there. One of my pet sort of annoyances is like, you know, where commentators describe it as a must win and go, well, we're not at must win territory. Are you genuinely worried for yourself? Because you're only 3 points behind me.
Yeah.
It's one correct score, mate.
Yeah.
And thanks, how many Chris. Games have we got the rest of the season?
Really
We've got loads.
Yeah, right,
no,
yeah.
But I'm just saying.
Are you trying to build the drama?
No, I'm just saying it is squeaky bum time. It is. Do you want to come
last? My bum's not squeaking. Yeah.
So you want to come last?
You what? No, of course I don't want to come last, but I'm saying I'm not squeaking yet. I'll be squeaking when we get closer to the end, you know? we're not there yet, Sids. Don't worry. It's a long game.
All right, you know we love a shirt on this podcast, right? Mm. Well, I was sent this one the other day. It's actually Out of Context Football. I don't know if you follow that, but they tweeted about it. It's half a Wolves shirt and half a Spurs shirt. Yeah, it says he on one side
right. And
on the other.
He's on.
So he's on side. Yeah. it's basically a mixture between Huang
for Wolves.
And Son. For Tottenham. So it's got half of the names. It says he on.
That's incredible. It looks like a number 17.
Yeah. It's just basically just half and half. It's a half and half shirt. It's the first half and half shirt I've seen.
So like the half and half scarves.
Yeah. But half also half it's half the name as well.
Yeah.
On each.
I don't know how you get those made and why and what you like. It's very odd, isn't it?
It's a strange one, yeah.
It's a very strange one.
But you know what? She's having a great time. She looks happy.
She does look happy.
Yeah.
Sid, we spoke about this briefly last week. We didn't get your opinion.
All right.
Blueies, where do you stand on them?
As in Viagra's?
Well, let's start there. Are your thoughts on them?
What else are we talking about here, Blueies? What's a Bluey?
Oh, exactly,
I thought
yeah.
A Bluey. Oh. I thought Blueies were Viagra's. I did. What, no?
Well,
is that, there's no one else.
Yeah.
They are blue.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, what's my take on them?
Well, yeah, just whatever you think a Bluey is.
Just answer the question, Steve.
I mean, each to their own. Horses for courses.
That's fair, isn't it?
That's fair. It's a good answer. No, we were talking about blue cards, you know, the prospect.
Yeah, yeah. We ended up calling them Blueies.
Okay.
They are now called Blueies.
No, absolutely no from
not
me.
Having it.
No.
It's a no from you.
No, it is a you can't. It's going to ruin the game.
Yeah.
I think the conversation's moved on anyway, hasn't it? It doesn't seem like anyone sort of nibbled with it.
Do you think it's a no for Blueies?
I think so, yeah. Say no to Blueies.
I see someone saying just very quickly, it could be a tactical one when... You know, if you're absolutely fucked, you could just get a blue card, go off for 10 minutes, rest, come back on.
Tactical Bluey.
Tactical. A mid-tactical Bluey.
Don't get fucking much rest with your Blueies, I know that.
Yeah. A mid-tactical bluey.
Fucking puns, man. All right, I've got another shirt for you here, guys. Thoughts on this? This is from Moggs. He says, saw this at Liverpool Forest game a while back. Tried to send them to Chris on Instagram, but clearly not. Nice one, BBQ. See, what did you think of this number 8 with McLovin on the back? Surely there's got to be some sort of prison sentence or stadium ban for this. Keep up the good work, Moggs. Liverpool fan, McLovin 8 on the back.
McLovin, I mean,
that's all right, isn't it?
It's an iconic name.
Yeah, that's what I thought, unless I'm missing something. It's quite a good name, isn't it? McLovin.
I see him in Vegas.
Actual McLovin.
Yeah, coming out of a club. And I literally went, McLovin, and just done a fist pump. And he went, yep, and just done that and walked past me.
Wow, really?
Yeah. I mean, he did walk out about 3 birds with him.
Did he?
Yeah.
Oh, great.
Living the dream
still. That's what you want, isn't it?
Yeah, with McLovin. I was like, there he is. That's what you get when you flash the McLovin driver's license.
Where was he from again?
A long time
Hawaii ago. Or something, wasn't he?
Hawaii, yeah. And a Hawaii driver's license.
Was he like 36 as well? Film's great, isn't it? What a great film. All right, then, listen. Keep them coming in. We love them. And hope, pray to God, the Friday pod continues.
This
next
might be
week.
The last one.
It could well be.
No chance.
We hope to God we get.
We're back on Wednesday, though.
1 point. Yeah. We'll see you Wednesday.
Yeah. Okay. Up the Blueies.
Right, we've had a massive push on subscribers this year. We're up to over 100,000, but we want more, and that's down to you. So if you haven't hit subscribe yet, but you still like this podcast, hit now. Otherwise, you're a Carl.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
This episode is brought to you by aloadofpricks.net. We are the experts in selling houses. Chris couldn't sell his house. What did you do, Chris?
I couldn't sell my house for love nor money, Crouchy. 3 different offers I had, all at the last minute, fell through. I turned around to my wife and said, what can we do to sell this house? Every estate agent is failing us. Then I told her, let's go to aloadofpricks.net.
But Chris, what did a load of pricks do for you?
They were brilliant, Crouchy. They sold my house right away. The sign had barely gone up when a well-dressed gentleman came along and offered me twice the asking price.
Chris, would you use a load of pricks again?
I'd use them every time, Crouchy.
Go to loadofpricks.net. They will sell your house like no other. Load of pricks, loadofpricks.net.